Welcome to the GreenlightReviews.com Rental Report. I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder. Today you'll hear a portion from our review of the 2011 saga, Water for Elephants. Les, tell us all about the plot.
Water for Elephants is about a newly orphaned veterinarian student who signs on with a traveling circus back in the 1930s and falls in love with the brutal ringmaster's wife, and with a 9,000-pound elephant.
Well, here's what we had to say about Water for Elephants. Let's be honest, Les. There's an elephant in the room, and I'm not talking about Rosie. I'm talking about the casting of Reese Witherspoon opposite Robert Pattinson. Frankly, the chemistry is much more palatable between Reese Witherspoon and her horrible husband, Christoph Waltz, and there's a nice bit of chemistry between Robert Pattinson and the elephant.
Okay, I think Reese Witherspoon is a wonderful, wonderful actor. Unfortunately, Anne, for me, she's not very sexy.
There is nothing going on between the two of them. For me, Water for Elephants gets a red light.
Well, I don't feel quite as negative about the film as you do. I did like Christoph Waltz, so I'm giving it a yellow light.
Okay.
So, a red light and a yellow light for Water for Elephants.
Mad Magazine.
Advertising mascots.
B-movie posters.
And cartoons.
Oh yeah, can't forget cartoons.
If you get the funky connection that ties these pop culture gems together, you'll dig two designers walk into a bar.
See, we're a couple of creatively curious pals living between the bookends of grand museums and dive bars.
Hey, you know the place, the sweet spot where highbrow and lowbrow become drinking buddies.
So join our barroom chats as we talk influential work and uncover stories of how the familiar became iconic. Think behind the music for the stuff we love.
Check out our website at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
And listen wherever you get your podcasts or visit evergreenpodcasts.com.